Good evening. We're dedicating our learning tonight to Ozer ben Alexander HaKohen, dedicated by the Berger family. Bezat Hashem, this neshama should have an aliyah. This is your site tonight. And it was asked that we begin our learning tonight with Orot HaTshuva. Now, Orot HaTshuva, the lights of repentance, the lights of tshuva, is actually a collection of essays that Rav Kook Zatzal did not write as a book. His son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, collected them and put them together as a book. But really, there are separate essays that Rav Kook wrote. His son put them together as one book. It's commonly learned as a book, but the advantage of a book that's not written as a book is that you can skip around, because technically each essay was written separately. They were not written as a book.
There's a correlation between the essays, why he put them together in one book.
They're about tshuva, about the different aspects of tshuva. Over here, Rav Tzvi Yehuda calls it Al Erech HaTshuva V'Adrachata, about the great value of tshuva and the guide, how to maneuver b'chayei ha'prat u'chayei ha'klal, in the lives of the individual, in the life of the people at large. So I'm going to skip. There are introductions here to every time this book was put out, every time they wrote another paragraph introducing this edition of the book. We're going to skip over to that, and we'll begin.
From the beginning, we're going to start?
Yeah, unless you want to start somewhere else. Okay. Bisod HaKol, at the foundation of everything. Bisod HaKol tzicha lavo hasbara klalit shel bitchon ha'tshuva. At the foundation of everything, we need to have a general explanation about the confidence of tshuva. And the concept Rav Kook is about to describe is the concept that Yeshaya, the prophet, describes in his famous vision about tshuva that we read on every fast day. Every time there's a fast day, during Mincha, the Ashkenazim read a Haftarah. Sfaradim don't do this, Ashkenazim read a Haftarah. Dirshu Hashem b'imatzeo. Seek out Hashem as He makes Himself available. Kira'u b'yoto karov. Call out to Him as He makes Himself close. Yazov rasha darko. The wicked should leave their path. V'yishavin machshavotav. And a person who plans to do evil should leave those thoughts. V'yashov el Hashem v'irachameh v'elelukhen k'arbel yitzloach. Return to Hashem, He will have mercy. Hashem is great in His abundance of kindness, and He is willing to forgive. And the first point Yeshaya makes when he gives this great prophecy about tshuva is how we have to have confidence in the tshuva, in the process as something viable. You want to do tshuva, and Rav Kook will expand on it. The first step is there has to be a confidence in the ability to do tshuva.
In yourself or just in general?
Both. The otzem ha'shalva v'simchatoz, and the might of tranquility and the happiness of strength. She'tzricha liyot mitlabeshet ha'nefesh shel kol ish asher or ha'tshuva meir b'nishmato. That should really envelop a person's soul when the light of tshuva has lit up their soul. Once a person has been exposed to that light, so then there should be a strength that is tranquility, a strength that is happiness, that envelops one's soul. Once I realize that I have the capacity to do better, I have the capacity to fix that which is wrong. So that gives me, that can bring me to tranquility. And a person has to focus this so that the happiness that is a true happiness and this pleasantness that a person feels he's coming back to the shine of holiness, that does not in any way undo the awe and fear of heaven. The confidence and the happiness of tshuva is not at the expense of the awe and fear of the one above. Chalila. Ve'inenu megarea kechut asara mikol ha'itorut ha'nafshit. And this happiness and pleasantness does not detract even a hair's width from the spiritual arousal, haniknet benefesh mikol minei tziurim she'irat ata, where if a person thinks for a minute about what it means that we're in Hashem's hand, so then a person can arouse within oneself a tremendous fear. You know, we had last night a person had a medical emergency in the yeshuv, and my wife and I were summoned to help out with the kids, and at one point, I asked the family, I said, you know, you have parents. Maybe your kids will be more comfortable if your parents come here. So they said, no, my parents don't come here. So I said, okay. Then one of the family members was hospitalized. And I said, maybe your parents should come and be with that family member. And they said, no. And I said to my wife, people would be more comfortable, family. And my wife said, some people are scared to come to Jerusalem. Some people are scared to come out to Kohav Yaakov. I said, you know, I'm also scared to go to Jerusalem. When I'm at home, I don't look over my shoulder. When I'm at the train station, at Givat HaTachmoshet, where people have been killed, I don't know how many people this year alone, I'm looking over my shoulder, my head isn't in a safer. I also have a certain fear in Jerusalem. I can't deny the reality. I'm standing in a place where the last person murdered was in the last 60 days. I'm saying, so I'm looking at the cars that go by, because a month ago someone stopped this car and shot at the people standing at the same place I'm standing. So I also have a certain fear. Rav Kook describes a yirah, a fear that is hitorerut nafshit, that a person can arouse himself mikol minei tziurim shel yirat ata. That down below, we think about the mundane world we live in, we can arouse ourselves to have a fear of heaven. If you think about it for a minute and you say, I have no control about how this is going to play itself out. I show up to the bus stop and there are three policemen standing there, and they're all, one is standing with a long gun and the other two have Uzis, and I'm there knowing that there were also policemen standing there with long guns and Uzis.
One of them got killed. When,
68 right. So you can think for a minute, Hashem is running this show and I want him to take good care of me. And do I deserve his care? And a person has the ability to think and channel his thoughts so as to arouse an awe of heaven that is very mundane. It has nothing to do with how great Hashem is. It has to do with my very mundane fears living on this planet. And that is also a level of Yirat Shamayim. There is also that element where my fear of heaven stems from the most mundane concerns a human being can have. I don't want to get shot. Not today, and not yesterday, not tomorrow.
When you say a mundane concern, you're saying like a physical concern. Like
it's a, it has nothing to do with God. It has to do with me. I don't want to be shot. It's very simple. Okay? That's what Rav Kook describes as your thoughts can arouse the lowest level of fear of heaven. It's not that I have respect. It's not that's not what's arousing the fear of heaven. It's a very simple, elementary fear of what's going to happen today and tomorrow.
Right, and you're praying to God, because you're scared of getting shot, not because you're scared of
sin. Right. So he's saying, that is an element of fear of heaven. It's very mundane. It's very base. But it's also an element of fear of heaven. Well, even that element of fear of heaven that really is aroused by a person's imagination. You start thinking what could happen, and you tell yourself, I want Hashem on my side. I want Hashem to make sure things work out the way I want. Well, even that is not going to be affected, or shouldn't be affected, with the happiness that one should have, with the strength that one should have, when one connects to the concept, I have a potential to do tshuva. The idea of tshuva gives you happiness and strength. when you really connect to it. The idea that I have capacity to be a better person, to live a better life, that Hashem is happy to take me back, gives me strength, it gives me tranquility, but that does not detract in the slightest from even the most basic level of being a God-fearing person. Even that most basic level of, I want to come by this bus stop and be safe. I want to get home safely tonight. Very basic fear of heaven. Hashem, I want you to take care of me, so I'm going to be a good boy. That's not the real level we aspire to. But even that level is not, should not be detracted by the happiness and tranquility that should come with the concept of tshuva, with the light of tshuva. Adrabah, on the contrary, odu marbe et hakoach hatamtziti shel hazehirut vehazrizut hanishmatit. The happiness and strength and tranquility and might that come with the light of tshuva give us a greater strength to be swift in our accomplishment of mitzvot, to be careful in our accomplishment of mitzvot. That is what the Rav Kook calls hakoach hatamtziti, the strength of the essence of being swift and careful that our soul can be. Ve'im zot hagdula aliona shel beikut chesed or kadmon memalet et kol chadrei haneshama bitcha atzumah. Nonetheless, there is a light that comes from above. It is a light that was always there. Prior to creation, Hashem created the concept of tshuva. There's that light that's shining, that's waiting to come and shine on us. And the greatness of that light, it can penetrate every part of our soul. And it can give us tremendous confidence. Ad shebigvura ne'emana uvechol melo hanshama yotzei shirat kodesh mikorit, to the point where there is great might when one's soul gives song, a holy song, ha'omeret ba'adar v'chaim eleim. Tshuva leads a person to have glory and say, filled with life, ha'solech lechol avonaychi. Hashem is willing to forgive me for everything. That's one of the great hallmarks, by the way, of Mechon Meir. The idea that tshuva is supposed to make you into a vibrant, happy person. Tshuva is not a depressive process. It's a No, I'm missing the word in English.
You're having a heart attack for a second.
Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. What's the word I'm looking for in English when a person is freed from captivity?
Liberated.
Liberating, thank you. Tshuva is a liberating process. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. One's soul can give the holy original song filled with the glory of life. One's soul can give song out of strength, out of faith, and say, Hasalech l'chol avonaychi. I'm turning to Hashem, who is willing to forgive me for everything I've done wrong. Harofel l'chol tachluaychi. Hashem is going to cure me from all my illnesses. Hagoel mishachat chayaychi. Hashem, who redeems my soul from being completely destroyed. Hama'atraychi chesed v'rachamim. Hashem will still crown me with kindness and mercy. Hamasbia batov edyeich titchadesh kandeshon uraychi. Hashem will give me a renaissance. Hashem will give me, in His kindness, satiation, and titchadesh kanesher nuraychi. I will find myself renewed, with renewed strength, soaring like an eagle, returning to my youth. That is what's happening in tshuva. We are returning to our strength. We're coming back to a situation of vibrancy. Tshuva is about freeing ourselves of what has held us back. It's a happy process.
And why might people get depressed?
Well, we're still going to discuss how in tshuva a person looks back and says, I did something wrong. But the first point is the confidence that I can be better, that I can make it. How many times do people say, I've dieted so many times, that's it, I'm done, I'm never going to lose weight. How many times does a person say, I've tried to change that habit, I'm never going to succeed at this? And tshuva says, yes, you can. Tshuva says, I recognize that Hashem is giving me the strength. He wants me to come back. There's a strength. There's a happiness. There's a tranquility. I'm going to connect to life again, and it should be with the happiness. Yes.
You mentioned Hashem, the doctor Hashem to cure us, to if you are sick to get better. Of course, Hashem has the ability to do it, and sometimes he chooses not to do it. My question is regarding the Shura. Is it the same that Hashem has the ability to grant the Shura, or must we have the confidence that he always gives it?
Our assumption, we work off of the assumption that Hashem, from the time of creation, keeps waiting for us to return. And that's a recurring theme in all of Tanakh. It can be Adam that went against the first commandment, and Hashem did not strike him down on the spot. It can be Cain, who killed his brother, and Hashem says, okay, I'll give you an extension. Throughout Tanakh, it could be Reuven, it could be Yehuda, it could be Yosef. Throughout Tanakh, we meet up with flaws, with people who have weaknesses, with people who fall, with people who are not perfect. And they overcome that, and they grow, and they can become the giants of history. So, no, people aren't perfect, but we work off of the assumption that Hashem has created tshuva prior to creation. Hashem created us knowing full well our weaknesses and saying, I'm not expecting you to be perfect. I am expecting you to be working on improvement. And that's what tshuva is.
And this is for religious people as well, correct? Giants. This isn't just like
everyone.
You were bad and now you're good. This could be your...
Everyone. It's a lifelong process.
One day you did something that you might not feel good about.
It's a lifelong process. One day, every day.
One day, every day. For everybody.
Everybody.
Right.
We can all work our way up. So one person has to work on tshuva for something that's on a lower level, and another person is working on a higher level. But everyone should be working. We're always growing. There's always what to do tshuva for. No one walks into Yom Kippur and says, what am I supposed to do? I had a friend who used to tell me, Erev Yom Kippur, come, I want to tell you a juicy piece of Lashon Hara. And I'd say, it's Erev Yom Kippur. And he'd say, I want to give you what to do tshuva for. As though we need what to do tshuva for. Right?
Did he phrase it like that?
Yeah, that's how he'd say. Come, I have a juicy piece of Lashon Hara for you. And as one exposes oneself to the light of tshuva, then one's confidence grows stronger. And one's happiness, one's jubilation, one's sensitivities, the sensitivity in a spiritual sense, grows. Ad shanshama matchila l'argish b'argasha zaka pnimit v'adina. Till the soul internally senses a pure sensation. One can sense as one goes through the tshuva process how one's history is changing. We are taught not only in heaven that when one has done something willfully wrong, what's called zadon, so then when he does tshuva, so then it could become a merit. Well, one can sense that in oneself as well, says Rav Kook. As one advances in the tshuva process, one can sense how their history, and even the dark part of their history, becomes a part of their bright future, becomes a strength. Let's take an example. What? Okay, we can take that example. A person was a drug addict, and then they worked their way out of it, and they do a real tshuva over what they did wrong. And then, after years, they can become a counselor to helping other people overcome their drug addiction. So they look back and say, look, everything I went through is now a part of the positive person who I am. I've taken even the bad things I did as a tool for doing positive from now on. It's not only I did tshuva over what I did, but I've taken that and turned it into a positive force now to move forward. For example, so Rav Kook says a person senses how as he's growing in his tshuva, so then his actions, even his history, even the things he's done tshuva for, become a positive part of the positive momentum he's creating in his life. And suddenly he finds that if previously he felt like he has a lot of baggage, he says, you know, I have a lot of history. What Rav Kook calls otzrot choshech. I have chests, treasure chests filled with dark treasures, right? I have things from my dark past. Those things become rechush gadol. They become a great wealth. Suddenly, my previous weaknesses, which are my skeletons, become my strengths for the future. V'nafshi tagil b'Hashem, tasis b'yishuato. One's soul rejoices in Hashem, in His salvation. Kol atzmotai tomarna. All of one's bones declare, Hashem mi chamocha. Hashem, who is like you? Matzilanim chazak mimenu. Hashem, you save the poor from those that are stronger than them. I think Rav Kook is alluding to a concept that on our own, when we look at the things we have to overcome, it seems like the challenge is stronger than we are. But Hashem gives us the strength to do tshuva. We're not doing it alone.
So when he says those stronger than us, he means the struggles we face.
I think so. I think Rav Kook is alluding to that concept. Hashem helps the poor overcome those that try to steal from them, and that can be a person who is poor in his actions and his mitzvot, where his history is trying to take away from him his future. Very often, one's past is what one feels is standing in the way of one's future. If only you knew what I did. I was once dating a girl, and it started getting serious, and her mother asked me, Netana, what skeletons do you have? I said, skeletons stay in the closet. She said, do you have skeletons? I said, everyone has skeletons. She said, okay, so what do you mean, do you have skeletons? Everyone has skeletons. Everyone has things they wish they wouldn't have done or wish they would have done differently. Says Rav Kook, when you do tshuva, so suddenly that those treasure chests, so to speak, filled with darkness, become part of the strength of the building of the future. And that's the rejoicing in Hashem. Nafshit tagil b'Hashem. My soul rejoices in Hashem. Hadda'a mitalad lerumei oz shel olam elyon. One's knowledge keeps growing and growing to the highest spheres. Olam shorshei havayot b'tzuratam ha'atzilim b'no'amam alyan. U'malach ha'sibuv shekol dvar chet v'avon matchil al yedei talut ha'ratzon letov ul'kodesh Hashem. There's a long run-on sentence which I think we will begin with Be'ezrat Hashem next time. We'll pick up here Be'ezrat Hashem next time.